Tefillin chapter 4, Mishnah 4. Behema hamakshe lailada, animal that is having difficulty giving birth. V'hoitzia ubar es yada v'chasacha. And the animal that's being born puts out like one limb, and they cut it off. They cut off that limb. V'achakach shachat es imo. And then afterwards they shech the mother. So after the limb's been cut off, so only after that they then shech the mother. And maybe things are going like wronger and wronger, and now they can't save the mother or something. I don't know. So they shech the mother. Habasa Tahor says the Mishnah, the meat of the fetus is Tahor. It is still considered pure. And what the concern over here is when you cut off that leg, so that leg is, effectively over Menachah. So you've cut off a limb from a living animal. And you're worried that that would be Tameh and would make the fetus Tameh. But because the mother is still alive and the fetus is still inside, so it's not Tameh. In that case, it's not Tameh. At the time you cut it off, but shachat esimoy. But if you first shech the mother, right? So now the mother is shechted, and the feet, and obviously then the fetus will die, and then va'achakach chesacha, and then afterwards you cut off the limb. So now is the rest of the fetus, pure or not pure? So the first opinion, Abasa Maga Nevela, Divrei Rebbe Meir. So Rebbe Meir holds it is Tuma, that the fetus is Tuma, because when you cut off that limb, so now it will touch, at the time of you cutting it off, it's touched the rest of the meat, and the rest of the meat will now have been touched by a piece of Nevela, like a piece of, a meat that just died in the field. And says Rebbe Meir, the rest of the body of the fetus will be Tuma. It will be Tuma. But the rabbis say, Maga Trefa Shchuta. No, the rest of the meat is considered like a Trefa, and a kosher animal that's been shechted, and then afterwards they find that it's got one of the Trefas. And that sort of animal is, according to Torah law, doesn't transmit Tumah. The rabbis came along and they put on a certain level of Tumah on it that it would make kodshim, holy meat, Tumah. But according to Torah law, a treifa that is shechted is not Tumah. Right, that's very important to remember that. So Nevela is Tumah, but a treifa that is shechted, and afterwards they find out it's a treifa, that doesn't transmit Tumah according to Torah law at all.
But you're talking about the fetus now, not the mother.
Yeah, only the fetus. Right, it's considered like do we consider it a separate thing? So you see, according to Rebbe Meir, it would be the fetus. If you cut off the limb, you first shech the mother, then cut off the limb. According to Rebbe Meir, the rest of the fetus is Tameh. It's Tameh. According to the Chachamim, the rest of the meat is only at that treifa, at the treifa shchuta level. Means that it's not Tameh, unless it touched kochim. But it wouldn't be Tameh. It wouldn't transmit Tumah. So now they're going to go into like a bit of logic and a little bit of arguments between them. Just like with a treifa animal, if you shecht it, it purifies it. It doesn't transmit tumah. A treifa animal that shechted. So too, the rabbis, this when you shecht the mother, that makes this limb purified. You're purifying this limb. So the rabbis and the limb wouldn't transmit tumor. So Amalem Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir said to him, Loi, im tihara shchitas treifa oisa. If this a treifa that is, when you shecht a treifa animal, it's purified, right? A treifa animal is purified when you shecht it. Dava shegufa, that because it applies to its body. Its body doesn't become tumor. But tata esa aver, but why in this case should the limb be purified? The limb is not part of the mother's body. The limb is a separate thing. Davasha in the guf. It's not part of the mother's body. So how can you compare the cases? He says to the rabbis. And then minan le treifa sheshchitasa mitaharta. And from where do you even know that a treifa animal that is shechted is pure? It doesn't become tamei. Where do you know it's pure? So behema tmeya asura ba'achila. An animal that is tamei, which is completely forbidden to be eaten, like a pig or something, right? You can never, it's never able to be eaten. Af treifa asura b'achila, so too a treif animal is forbidden to be eaten. If you shecht it and there's a problem with its lungs, they check the lungs, there's a problem with the lungs, you can't eat the animal. Ma behema tmeya ein shchitasa mitaharta. When you shecht the pig, it doesn't become doesn't become pure. Af treifa lo tarena shchitasa. So too, the treifa animal shouldn't become purified. So he's making a comparison. When you shecht a pig, the meat is impure. So he says, so too, when you shecht a treifa animal, something wrong with its lungs, it should become impure. It should be impure. So answers lo, ima marta bebehemet tmeya, an impure animal like a pig, shelo hasa lo shasa kosher. It's never kosher. It didn't have 1 minute of being kosher in its life. But toma betreifa, but a treifa animal, shasa la shasa kosher, you know, it would have had a time of purity because, yeah, it's like the, let's say the lung lesion developed late in its life. There would have been a part of its life that it was pure. So answers tolach ma'asha vesa, go take this proof away. So there will be animals that are born treifa. They're animals that are born with something wrong with them, with one of the treifas. So you can't use this comparison that you've just brought.
But they don't qualify as kosher by the hoof and the...
No, so let's say it's a cow that's born with a treifa. It's born with something wrong with it. So it also doesn't have 1 minute of kashrut in its life. So this comparison between the two things, you know, it falls apart. You can't say the one's never had a minute of kashrut and the other one's never had a minute of
kashrut.
It has the correct signs. Okay. All right, so you a bit stumbled onto what the Mishnah says. So he says, look, ima marta bebehemet tmeya, an unkosher animal, shechein ein bemina shchita. There's no such thing as a kosher one of its species. You can never have such a thing. But toma betreifa, but when it comes to a treifa, sheyesh bemina shchita, even if it's born... Tamay, there are other kinds in that species that are kosher. Like a pig, there's no such thing as a kosher pig. But this animal that's cow, that's born even with a hole in its lung or whatever, so there are other cows that are kosher, right? So there you see Jack stumble onto. In that case, there are kinds that are kosher. So Ben Shmoyna, so then finishes off the mission. He says, Ben Shmoyna cha ein shchitasa mitarto. Said, except for one exception, an animal that's born in the 8th month, it can never be kosher, according to the Mishnah. So when you shecht it, it's not going to make it pure. It's flesh pure. The fish ain't bemino shchita, because there's no such thing as this animal born in its 8th month as surviving, and so slaughtering it doesn't apply to its kind at all. So that will be one exception. So it comes out that the machlokes between, after all of the flow, you know, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim. So the halacha is like the chachamim that if first you cut off the limb and then the cow dies, okay, everybody agrees the rest of the meat of the fetus is not tamei because it was still inside. But if you shech the cow first, so then you've got this machlokas Rabbi Meir and the chachamim. So Rabbi Meir says it's like the rest of the fetus is considered like a nevela and it becomes treifa like a tuma, like a nevela. And the chachamim say no, it only becomes tuma to the level of an animal with a blemish in it, with like a hole in its lung, that it, a treifa, and with it shechted, and the halacha is like the chachamim.